Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, November 11th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, the latest macOS Sequoia 15.2 beta upgrades the experience of using AirPlay to share content from your Mac to your Apple TV. Now, there's a new option to share only a specific window or app when using AirPlay. So when you initiate AirPlay to your Apple TV in macOS Sequoia 15.2, you'll see a new pop-up menu with three different choices. You can share your entire screen, share a specific window or app, or extend your Mac screen to your Apple TV. The change means you now have much more granular control over what's shared from your Mac to your Apple TV. Prior to macOS 15.2, your only options were to mirror your Mac's display entirely or extend the display. Now you can choose to only AirPlay a specific window to better protect your privacy and prevent accidentally showing something you didn't mean to show. macOS Sequoia 15.2 is currently available to developers and public beta testers. The update, which also includes new Apple Intelligence features like Image Playground, is set to be released to everyone in December. Next up today, Apple is widely expected to unveil an all-new iPhone 17 Air as soon as next year that puts an emphasis on form over function. The new iPhone 17 Air has been described as ultra-slim, but a new supply chain report this week says that Apple has hit a roadblock in making the device as thin as it had originally hoped. The supply chain rumor claims that the thinness of the iPhone 17 Air largely hinges on the battery. Apple had initially hoped to use a new type of battery for the iPhone 17 Air with a thinner internal substrate. The company, however, has reportedly run into several problems with this plan, including component cost, manufacturing consistency, and various technical compromises. The report suggests the iPhone 17 Air's battery will now be around 6 millimeters thick. There are no details on what this means for the thickness of the iPhone itself, nor are there any details on how thin the battery would have been if Apple had been successful in its initial plans. The iPhone 6 currently holds the title as Apple's thinnest iPhone ever, measuring in at 6.9 millimeters, while the iPhone 6 Plus measured 7.1. For further comparison, the 11-inch M4 iPad Pro measures 5.4 millimeters thick, while the 13-inch iPad Pro measures 5.1 millimeters thick and is Apple's thinnest product ever. Meanwhile, the iPhone 16 measures 7.8 millimeters, while the 16 Pro measures 8.25 millimeters. So even if the iPhone 17 Air isn't quite as thin as Apple had first hoped it would be, there is still plenty of room for it to be noticeably thinner than the current iPhone 16 phones. And of course, this is good context to remember that there is still plenty of time between now and next fall when the iPhone 17 Air will be announced for Apple's plans to change for both good and for bad. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 95mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 95 Mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 95 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 95 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 95mac.com/join to sign up today. Rang out today, along with the dramatic external redesign, the new M4 Mac Mini also features multiple internal changes. According to early teardowns and user reports, the new Mac Mini features a removable SSD. This doesn't necessarily mean that you can buy a new Mac Mini and upgrade the storage after the fact, or at least you can't do it very easily. A teardown posted to YouTube showed the process of taking out the storage modules from the new Mac Mini and attempting to replace them with new modules with more storage. The new modules had to be re-soldered to the original modules, a process that involves using a stencil to evenly distribute solder paste into each hole on the bottom of each module, then heat it with flux to ensure proper seating. The process is incredibly tedious, but if you can finish the hardware component of it, all you have to do is then run a restore in Apple Configurator on the Mac and complete the process. So because of how tedious this process is, it's something that most Mac Mini users won't want to take on themselves. Still, it could be good news for repairability and longevity of the new M4 Mac Mini. It's also the same internal design that Apple uses in the Mac Studio, And following the launch of the Mac Studio, some people speculated that Apple could sell authorized SSD storage upgrades at some point down the line, just like it does for the Mac Pro, but this ultimately never came to fruition. So Apple clearly wants you to buy as much storage as you think you might need during the initial purchase process of a new Mac Mini. The teardown video also shows that the 256GB configuration of the Mac Mini uses two 128GB storage modules instead of one 256 module like the M2 Mac Mini. This means the M4 Mac Mini will offer significantly faster read and write speeds because both modules can operate in parallel. This addresses one of the biggest complaints about the previous generation Mac Mini, and it should lead to at least 30 to 50% faster read and write speeds for Mac Mini users. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.